Blog Talk Radio.
He said, lay your head.
feel a praise break. I said I feel a praise break. I said I feel a praise break. Because I ain't got no doubt in my mind that he can do it.
Sir, praise the Lord. Do. Yes, sir.
My God, my God. Oh, he's been good to the church. You can testify that the Lord has been good.
I tell you, I
heard that song, man. I tell you, I know these songs are kind of old, you know, but when you know God has done something for you, you know, you don't sit there and say it was my medication. Help me, you don't sit there and say it was the shoes I have on my feet to make me do what I do. You don't get credit to nobody but God. One time, Reverend, if you don't mind if I say this here, Rev, it was a time, Rev, that when there was 10 people who got ill one day. It was a time.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus healed 10 people with lepers and told them, see, if you go and you go do study, you find out, he said, go to the priest. And you go do your, you go and you study, you find out they had to do that to go to the priest, and he let them know if was they healing now, are they sick or not. But as they were going, Reverend, what happened, Reverend? One looked at his skin, that Samaritan.
Yeah.
Looked at his skin. Looked at it, Reverend. Just looked at it, and knew how it was before he started walking, and cleared up, and went back, and fell to his knees and gave thanks to the Lord for his healing. And Jesus said, "Was not there 10 of you that was healed?" Well, I tell you what, that song tell me, "Thank you, Lord," because that was a good song.
Yes, sir.
To me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Yes, sir. Leave you with in awe, you know, that God would allow such a relationship. We talking about the creator, the one who created all of this allows a personal relationship and lets you ask what you will, and if it's in according to his will, and if it won't hurt you spiritually, he'll give it unto you, because he always has our best interest in mind. You know, a lot of things we want, a lot of our wants will be hurting unto us. Oh, hallelujah. But sometimes he even allows those things that we know for ourselves that don't mean us no good. But man, do it for me, Lord, right now. You know, you're talking about the author, the creator of even the body, just knows where each cell should be and shouldn't be. What harm? What bacteria is even out of place? He knows every nerve system and where every vein should be and shouldn't be, and know how to just look your way and put all that in order where the cells will go where they need to go and behave where the mind, hallelujah, the patterns, the electric waves, how they should speak unto the mind and just every muscle, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He just looks and fixes it all where it needs to be. Hallelujah. Wow. What a mighty God we serve, and we thank him for that. Hallelujah. God looks out for us way more than what we give credit to. Hallelujah. And the only thing he asks is that we do each other. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The way he have done for us. Yes, because we do it to one another. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Just think how beautiful life would be if we strive to be as good to others as God is to us. Hallelujah. A lot of problems would take care of themselves. Hallelujah. But we're going to learn in our lesson today how a necessity it is. Hallelujah. To let brotherly love continue. Hallelujah. As we go to God in prayer. Father God in heaven, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come, Father, with thanksgiving upon our heart, thanking you for your goodness. Father God, thank you for your bounty of mercy, Father, that you've shown towards us, Father God. Thank you for every healing that you allow us to experience, every spiritual deliverance, since every bond you have broken, chains you have loosened off of us, Father God, that we may serve you, Father God. We thank you for it, Father. Thank you for every stronghold you have tore down, hallelujah, and set us free, Father God, that we may serve you, hallelujah, in spirit and in truth. We come before you, Father, in the humblest way that we know how, asking that you would forgive us for all sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. We just want to praise you, Father God, and praising you in spirit and in truth, praising you, Father God, with a worship service that you would be pleased with. And in that, Father God, let us go beyond ourselves, go beyond our gates, our own safety, Father God, how we are so secured in our own square. But let us go beyond that to show a dying world that you yet live. Let us show your love, hallelujah, that someone may come and ask, what must I do to be saved, or how can I get a closer walk with thee? Hallelujah. Bless us. We'll be ever mindful to bless you back. In the name of Jesus, consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Help us with our daily word. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Hebrews, 13th chapter of the Hebrews. Today, God's people are called to join Christ outside the city gate, if you will, in this Hebrews chapter, to bear the disgrace that he bore. We are called to become outsiders ourselves, leaving our own desire and love and comfort. You know, Christ encourages us to deny ourselves. Hallelujah. Think of more of on the things that what others need, what others may desire, how you may help, how you may show the love of God. Here he is. Love. I praise the Lord. Love, four parts of love. I'll just bring up four parts. It's more than that, but four parts we want to look at. Love. There is an erotic, passionate love that's usually between a man and a woman enter into marriage in a covenant. And there's a philly, a philly, a love of friends and equals, and you have a storage love of parents for children. Then we have this, what everybody is familiar with, an agape love of mankind. This is a godly love that we should be experiencing towards one another. Let the love of God flow. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It reaches. just like the blood, the love should reach those low valleys. Hallelujah. That the love of God, when you show someone the love of God, it should be able to lift up. Hallelujah. With your deep, compassionate feeling that you feel for some other Christian or some of it, even a sinner, that you may draw them to Christ. This is the agape love that we should have even for mankind, even for the saved and the unsaved as well, truly for the unsaved, that we may draw them in. Hallelujah. That this is the design of Christ, that is giving himself for us, that he may purchase to himself a particular people. You know, we are a particular called out, hallelujah, called out from among, hallelujah, called out, set apart, that he may love on us and we may love on each other. Here in, we believe in, it's not really said, but believe in Paul is the writer here, how he expressed, hallelujah, Timothy here in the latter part, it said, in this first verse, it said, let brotherly love continue. Let brotherly love continue. Hebrews 13:1, the first verse, real short, it says, let brotherly love continue. Continue. Let it be a continual thing, brotherly love. Praise the Lord. Let brotherly love continue. It didn't say brotherly hate continue. It said, let brotherly love continue. Here is a characteristic or an appropriate for a brother and a brother. Hallelujah. He and I such are brotherly bound together. It's just, you were showing affection and concern. Affectionate. You know, you have a deep concern about whether someone else is burdened, whether someone else is troubled in mind and spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Are we still concerned about each other? Hallelujah. Do we still have a deep affection for someone? When someone expressed hurt, are we hurting as well? Hallelujah. Are we concerned about another's problem? Hallelujah. And this is the love that is speaking. I said, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Hallelujah. It reminds me of, you know, that they brought a program out, a TV show where undercover bosses, where the bosses of a company would go in and get among the workers in disguise, and see about whether there is a need, or see whether complaints are that they may improve. Hallelujah. And even seek out discrepancies among the people that they may clean them up, fix them up, or even remove them. Some get removed or some get promoted. And some get their knee met. So it is with our Heavenly Father. He has angels that will go out and dwell among people. And we are warned here to be not forgetful to entertain strangers. How are we towards someone that we do not even know? Are we letting brotherly love continue? Hallelujah. Are we sharing that same love, grace, and mercy that he's shown towards us? Or have we become too lifted that we don't have time for those that are without and that are in despair? It says, remember them that are in bonds, as bonds with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Adversities, when they're facing difficulty, remember those that are, oh hallelujah, are in bonds. Remember those that are in bonds. Remembering to remember. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Here also it talks about it in Hebrews 10:34. For ye have compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Remember, remembering those that are in bonds, remembering those that are yet still waiting on deliverances. Remember them that are still seeking the knowledge that you've been blessed to come into the knowledge of. Now, share that knowledge in love to someone that's still yet in want and have need of, hallelujah, the gospel. Where I have bond, you earn a fixed rate, interest, and a rate that changes inflation, a bond. That's when it spoke of in a treasury, but some are in bond in spirit. Praise the Lord, in bonds, and as bonds with them, and they, them that would suffer adversity as being yourself also in the body. Listen, hallelujah, if someone could change themselves, bow by themselves, they would have done it already, hallelujah, but those that need a help, hallelujah, those that need, that's why we say keep us in prayer. You think you have it hard, but think about those that are trying to watch out for your souls and trying to tell you the things that you don't want to hear, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, think of how we have it when we're the best that we try to do because we love God. We're trying to show you a more excellent way that you may walk closer to God, and we are beat up on because of it. Surely faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, but how can they hear? Oh, hallelujah. How shall they hear? Oh, without a preaching, how shall he preach unless he be sent? Sure, you have those that have the knowledge and so charismatic, but do you want to seek after the one that trusts God with his all in all, and we're in faith that would not lean to their own understanding, but would ask God with all the knowledge that they do have, but asking God, Lord, how do you want me to apply this to your people? How can I help somebody? Remove me out the way. The glory is not mine, but the glory belongs to you. So, Lord, help me. Let me be comfortable with the things that I say, knowing that my words can alter somebody's life. So, Lord, let me alter it in the best way where you get all the glory, the honor, and nothing is looked upon me, but it will cause men and women to look more upon you. Hallelujah. Right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't realize it looks glorious to men, but those that speak the word of God, regardless of how feelings will feel about it, regardless of who it hurts, but you should be thankful to God that he cared enough to hurt your feelings to let you receive salvation, saving you from the very effects of evil, not worrying about how you feel in your flesh, but looking unto the spiritual man how he may help him. Hallelujah. Remember that. Remember them that are in bounds as bounds with them. Be passionate. Care about those that are yet need deliverance, that yet need to be set. See, go beyond the city. Okay. Oh, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Even ourselves. Go get out of, that's what I'm calling it, your square. But get out of that comfort zone and go talk about things that are uncomfortable, that will cause spirits to be irritated. But we are the light of the world. We should irritate some things. Hallelujah. Because this world, the evil days are here. Hallelujah. But we need to be reminded, hallelujah, but we at one point in our time needed a deliverance ourselves. So we should, those of them that have adversity, oh Lord, that face difficulty, that face trials and tribulation, hallelujah, because we are all in this body, hallelujah, hallelujah, but in the body, if I be practical for a moment, but in the body, the eyes need to see to help, hallelujah, hallelujah, to help the body move about. And even when a body is without sight, there is need the hands and the feet come into play to help that is blinded see. Hallelujah. No man is an island by his own self. Hallelujah. But we need each other. Remember that we need each other because four eyes is better than two eyes. And surely eight is better than four. 12 is even better than 8. Hallelujah. That we may see all about hallelujah things that others may have missed. But we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. So let this love of the Lord, let brotherly love continue among us. Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah. As being yourselves also in the body. Remember, we are the body of Christ. Hallelujah. We are his temple. Hallelujah. And how and what are we doing with this temple? Now, verse 4 tells us marriage is honorable in all, the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Listen, you can't be just footloose and fancy free. God gives us a free will. Hallelujah. But and he wants you to choose who you will serve, not with your lips but with actions. What commitment is there? Marriage, a lot of people don't realize marriage is a representation of our Christian walk. Hallelujah. Marriage is represented here, hallelujah, as a covenant, a relationship, a public commitment. I am committed, hallelujah, man to woman and woman to man. And this how love should be shown, this erotic, passionate love. But in that is to one individual. You should be showing this erotic, passionate too. That's why it is honorable, hallelujah, in all. And the bed is undefiled, meaning he permits, hallelujah, for you to be sexually intimate one towards another, and it be not sin unto him, but it is to show compassion towards one another in this erotic way that he allows the covenant that you may show love in this way. Hallelujah. That you be not tempted with others. This is showing honorable. Hallelujah. So is your marriage to God. Hallelujah. The Jesus, the Savior of the body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say that he wants you to be committed to him and not be whoremonging with the devil and idolaters, adulterous. God will judge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he looks on this relationship, man to a woman, to be honorable in all. Hallelujah. Even the bed is undefiled. You were agreeing, hallelujah, that this love affair that God is allowing should be honorable, hallelujah, holy matrimony. Thank you, Lord. But whoremongers, adulterers, God will judge. Remember that. Remember that in our decision making. And if you should even have a bad thought in your mind, remove it. Just as simple as possible. I bind it in the name of Jesus. God give you authority even over your mind when the adversary try to come speak to you things that are displeasing to the Lord. Bind it. Stop it right there at the door. Don't even give it any space in your thought or in your mind, and surely don't let it get in your heart, but start binding it as soon as you realize, hallelujah, something is dishonorable coming in, bind it in the name of Jesus. You say, let your conversation be without. Yes, sir, talk to me.
A lot of time when the Bible speaks, it's being metaphorical, right? it's speaking of a term that is trying to make it so practical so we can understand, right? So when people hear whoremonger and adultery, they first thing comes to their mind, they're talking about a man and a female, you know. But
yeah,
when Jesus was expressing the whoremonger and the adultery, most of the time he was talking like serving other gods, serving other,
right,
worshiping
sir.
Other
You're
gods.
Right about it.
You know, because people can, they know what that whoremonger means. They know what adultery means. But he said, you're not even worshiping me true. You're not worshiping in true, you know. So
right.
Now you're whoring around. You're going to other gods and serving other gods. You don't mind. You know, let me add this in there if you don't mind, because sometime or another when you see that, people will look at you, well, I ain't whoremonger. I'm doing this. I ain't adultery. I ain't doing that. But then you got other gods you're worshiping, and you're not worshiping him true. You know what I'm saying? You're sleeping out on him. That's what you're saying. You see what I'm talking
yes,
about?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to bring that in if you don't mind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was going to bring that in. Praise the Lord. But God bless you that to let you know that God is in the midst. Praise the Lord. But whoremongers, hallelujah. After we have made our confession that Christ is our Lord and our Savior of the body, and it speaks about those whom you lend your members to, those of you belong to, you say, Lord, I believe, I confess, Lord, and you believe it in your heart, and as confession is made unto salvation. So now when you start to tip out on the Lord, hallelujah, because maybe he didn't answer a prayer quick enough, or you thought the grass was greener on the other side. that has been brought up many times throughout the Bible, even through a lot of times backsliding Israel, and we can spiritually do that when we, hallelujah, lean to our own understanding instead of seeking after God and his decision in the thing. We lean to our own selves, and we forget that we're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Hallelujah. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. So that's why it says, let your conversations be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hallelujah. And this is a true religious. Religion is the strongest bond of friendship. Hallelujah. Friendship. He will speak with you and stand by you, and even if you allow him to go before you when we consider him. Hallelujah. That's why it's scripture is we must worship him, adore him in first in spirit and in truth. Be true to God. Let your conversation, hallelujah, be without covetousness. And be content with such things. See, God knows what we need. Hallelujah. What we need. Be content with the things that you have. Hallelujah. Even spiritually, be spiritually content. Hallelujah. And we keep on seeking God, and he will give promotions, elevations. Hallelujah. When you have been delivered, and when your conversation is right with God, hallelujah, your views change, your ideals change, your contentment, hallelujah, to be content with such things as that you have, hallelujah. See, knowing that someone that is elevated in God. Hallelujah. The road wasn't easy for them. Hallelujah. So God knows just what each and every one of us can handle. And he, though he makes a way for us to escape, he knows those. He knows when you will escape and when you won't escape, when you don't choose to escape. Hallelujah. Let your conversation be without comfort. Your conversation, your very life is a conversation. It speaks to him. To be content with such things that you have, and for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Know this, that Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Remember them which have ruled over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, the word of God, whose faith follows, considering the end of their conversation. Hallelujah. What is their beginning and what is their end? Hallelujah. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Yet there is no changing in him. He's not wishy-washy. He's not wavering. He's not one day on yesterday and another day to today and maybe something else tomorrow, but it says Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. For be not carried about with divers and strange doctrine. It is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Says we have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serves the tabernacle. We praise the Lord. We the head and high priest of the church, the bishop, the soul and every lives, live, and even every the same. Christ is the same in the Old Testament and in the Gospel days. We will be sold to his people forever, equally merciful, powerful, and all sufficient. Still, he heals the hungry. Oh, praise the Lord. Encourages the trembled, and he welcomes the repenting sinners. He rejects the proud and self-righteous. Oh, praise the Lord. That's why it's good for us to stay humble. See, because you become self-right when you forget that you were lifted by him and gifted by him, and you started thinking that it was of your own self that you obtain what you obtain. Hallelujah. Knowing that behind every good work that you do should be the glory of God, because God gave you the strength to be strong. God gave you fortitude to keep on going. God upheld you when you were weak. He gave you strength. He still feels the hungry, encourages the trembling, and welcomes those that have fallen some kind of way, so that repenting heart unto him. Still he rejects the proud and self-righteous. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tables. Oh, hallelujah. For the body of the those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burnt without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sacrifice the blood which his own blood suffered without the gate. Hallelujah. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continual city, but we seek one to come by him. Therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruits of our lips giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifice God is well pleased. Listen, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they do may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Hallelujah. Those that have been given account, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is unprofitable when they have to do it with grief, because it's not going to be a good report when knowing that Jesus with his own blood, he bought us. We were bought with a price, with his precious blood. It just wasn't any blood, but it was pure blood, not tainted by sin. Hallelujah. That no one else could come forth, because all others had been tainted. Hallelujah. But here is pure blood shed for past sins, present sins, and future sins. Hallelujah. A sacrifice where other sacrificial animals couldn't do what Jesus did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he couldn't take care of this, because he only had to do it once. Many times for that sin, they had to go sacrifice something. But Jesus, hallelujah, only had to do it once. By him, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, thanks to his name, hallelujah. The conversations, hallelujah, let it be governed by the love of God and showing the love of God one towards another, forgetting not what was done for us and to us, and it is looked upon us that are Christ-like to do it towards one another. Obey them that have that rule over you, and submit yourselves. They watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. That is unprofitable for you. So pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. Praise the Lord. Honestly. Honestly. Praise the Lord. But I beseech you the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. It says, amen. And says, I beseech you, brethren, Timothy is set at liberty, with whom, if he come shortly, I will see you. Salute all them that have the rule over you and all the saints. They are Italy. Salute you. Grace be with you all. He says, amen. But he says, pray, back up in this 18 verses, that pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience and all things willing to live honestly. Pray. He said, I beseech you, the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you sooner, that I may be able to come to you sooner. It's a necessity that we pray for those that carry the word of God. Many times that things will try to entrap us up or get us off, hallelujah, from even living that we preach, even doing the things that we know to do. But there are a lot of things, a lot of fiery darts get thrown our way. That's why grace is, hallelujah, so important. Hallelujah. Mercy is so important. We know that we preach, hallelujah, conviction and mercy. Hallelujah. Conviction and grace. Conviction and love. See, though we try, hallelujah, our best to live the best we can, but there is a word that we must give. It goes out and it cuts and it swings both ways. If it's cutting you, I'm in the body as well and flesh as well. If it's cutting you, surely it's cutting me. Before we can do a lesson or present a sermon, we must first experience it ourselves. So how can we talk about things that we do not know or have not experienced or have not walked in? So only way for us to be effective must have the wisdom of God that is given to us by experience. Knowledge, you go look and read and you are taught knowledge, but wisdom is given by God. Praise the Lord. Oh, bless you. That's what I have for you. I pray something said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That help someone along the way. And if there be one with question, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're at the moment in our service where you can push the one button. If there's questions asked, or something needs to be explained a little bit better, we hear in the name of Jesus. Who wants someone want prayer? We hear. Hallelujah. Someone want to tell God thank you? We hear. Someone just want to say, I love you. I'm praying for you. We here. God bless you. God bless you. It's all I have. God bless you.
My.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Good morning, my brothers. Good morning. My brother says, I'm sitting there listening to the preached word, and he said, if anyone want prayer, anyone that just want to tell him thank you. You know, if I didn't want prayer, when you said just tell him thank you, I'm just crazy enough to believe that the one bunch should light up at that point in time. I try to stay out the way and give someone else a chance to speak. You hear my crazy self all the time, but I just love the Lord because I know that he truly loves me. I was just thinking to myself real bad as you were giving the word, how just one day last week I was riding down this highway and I just got off. And nobody fell asleep but the Lord grabbed the wheel. Mm-hmm. I said, thank you, Jesus. I always got something to tell him thank you for. I wake up telling him thank you. I can go to bed telling my daddy thank you. Because God has truly, not that he's been good, he's still being good to me. Still loving on me. I hear real sometimes, give him a kiss. Lord, thank you, Jesus. I just love the Lord. Please pray for me. As I pray for my brother. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God loves you. God don't want you lost. He don't want you out here in this world of sin. He wants you. He wants to save you. Send his son to die for man. He give us an opportunity to live. And yet we're too hungry to tell God thank you. Yeah, Rev, I got always hit the one button and said, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I ain't worried about what you're going to do. I tell you, thank you for what you've done. In the name of Jesus. Pray for me and mine as I pray for you all. Amen.
Amen, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
God, you know, when you love the Lord, Rev, and God loves you, and you know he loves you, you can get wound up real tight when it comes to talking about God. You can get, what I said, Brad, you can get wound up real tight, real quick. It don't take nothing. Just a simple word, a simple sin, hallelujah. It can just set the soul on fire real quick. Because you know that you know. That you know that God has shined on you. When you know he'll shine on you.
Thank you, Lord.
He'll shine in my life. Yes, he has.
Thank you, Lord.
Name of Jesus. Thank you for the word this morning, Lord. Thank you for the word.
Jesus.
Thank you for the deliverer. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I wanna say this before I get off, man. Prayers giving all praise to God again, thanking for the Spirit. You know, I'm just thinking about a few things in Paul's that just one scripture stuck out to me. He said, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you. He said, which you have of God, and he said, and you are not your own.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 6:19. That's what he said. Know ye not that your body is the temple of God, of the Holy Spirit?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
He said, which you have of God, and you are not your own. I want to be there with you and tell you thank you for the message. And that's what we're living for. Prayer that the Spirit of God is in the Spirit of God is in the. Because when you're on this side, that's not a dull moment. You know, I'm going to say this because I got to get off. But if it be God's will, watch this here. We'll be back tomorrow.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for we are born with the Christ.
You know, Rev, there's a song that says, I look back over my life, and I see how far the Lord has brought me. He said, my soul cried, hallelujah. I laid him on a grandbaby yesterday. My oldest left to go off to the Navy yesterday. The Lord has blessed me to see her turn 18. The blessing. Another blessing. Oh, it's just another blessing. Brad, give us that bread. It's just another blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why Brother D get wound up so tight, so quick, so fast. Because the Lord is truly shining in my life. The Lord is working out everything I have. He just constantly working everything. I asked him to allow me to hang around and see my kids grow. My kids has grown. I asked the Lord to bless my grandkids. My baby went off to the Navy yesterday. You think I can't love God? Ooh, yeah. I can get stirred up real quick when it comes to my daddy, because he's truly been good. Truly been good to me. All you gotta do is ask him for deliverance. That's all you gotta do. Just ask the Lord for deliverance. That's all you gotta do. It's just ask. I promise you. What the song, what I said, just ask in my name. That's all you gotta do, brother. Just ask. Just ask.
Thank you, Lord.
He will grant it. Tell God thank you. Yeah, Rev, I'm always telling thank you. I'm always hitting one boy that said, thank you, Jesus. If I can't say nothing else, I can tell God thank you.
Praise God.
So good. Good to me.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank God today for how he has blessed us. Thank you, Lord. We ask God to keep us. Oh, hallelujah. To keep us knowing that a beautiful read 1 Corinthians 6:19. Remember that we are not our own, that the temple of the Holy Ghost. It said, what is in you, which you have of God. Thank you, Lord, for that gift. We are not our own. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We have to remember that we're bought. We're bought with a price. In that, we need to glorify God in your body, in your spirit. And that said, it said, which are God's? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we need to worship God and let him be the only God and not let us go out of that spirit of idolizing other things. Hallelujah. That would make God jealous, but put God where he needs to be first in our lives and more in our lives. Hallelujah. That others, hallelujah, God will be removed out of this fleshly body. And we can freely worship him in spirit and in truth. Thank God today for he has blessed us to see you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Well, if there be none other, we'll pray. As God continue to have his way. Rev, are you still on? Are you able to close that prayer? Or?
Say 9 o'clock, but I'm gonna do this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 9 o'clock, right? Oh, precious Heavenly Father, we come to you. We thank you, Lord, for your spirit. Thank you for your Holy Ghost. We ask you, Father God, that if we come humble to you, we thank you for the preached, teach word. We thank you, Father God, how you ministered this morning. Lord, if we just ask you, Father God, we made a disclaimer, Lord, and put a public announcement out, Lord. But Lord, if it be your will for us to be back tomorrow, Lord, let the Holy Spirit guide us and make a way peaceful that we can be in your presence, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Move at this hour, Lord. Touch who you will, Lord. Let it be someone said that someone can use it into today, Lord. Let them know, the Father God, that you are the God that creates all things, Lord. And we thank for your Holy Ghost. We ask you to keep blessing the man of God. Touch his whole entire family, Lord. Whether they're spiritual things now, whether they're physical things there, whether they're financial things, even on his job, and his children, in the name of Jesus. We believe if when you pray for the man of God, the whole house will be blessed. So thank you, Father God, for the business that's been put before us, Lord. We thank you for it. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Seems dim.
Thank you.